Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Strong in the Saddle. I'm your host, Katrina. And before we get rolling, if you could please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast, that would be greatly appreciated. And if you haven't already, please be sure to head over to Facebook and or Instagram and give the podcast a follow there, at Strong in the Saddle. So, I wanted to start off this week's episode with just... I'm sure you've noticed that there have been a few more episodes getting released on this podcast feed. This week I introduced a new, new set of episodes called The Cool Down. And The Cool Down is just me running through my ride for that day. So I go through what my objective was for the day, what activities we did during our ride, what went well, what didn't go well, why I'm doing certain things. And then I go through what I'm grateful for and then just close off with like an overarching statement. And I've been really, really enjoying those episodes. So I hope you guys enjoy listening to them. I've found it very useful to just like take a moment to assess what happened in my ride, what my intentions were, did I achieve what my stated intentions were, and just really having that reflection it's been really great, and I'm super glad I decided to start doing that. I do have a riding log where I write down what I do in my rides every day. But there's something about just like talking it out that I have found almost therapeutic and just super helpful. So if you guys enjoy listening to that, I will definitely continue to release those episodes. If there isn't a whole lot of interest, then I will stop posting them and maybe I'll just talk to myself. One thing with those episodes, though, the sound quality isn't quite as good as it is with the regular episodes. And that's because part of the whole cool down is that that's what I'm actually doing. I have literally just gotten off my horse and hit record on my phone. So I am recording these episodes through my AirPods and I'm literally walking out my horse, unsaddling him, brushing him, getting him his ration for the evening, all that kind of stuff. So if the sound quality isn't 100% or you're hearing things in the background, that is why. But that's all kind of intentional because that's kind of the spirit that I wanted for those episodes. Like, stepped off my horse, let's reflect on what just happened. So hopefully you guys are enjoying those. If you haven't listened to any of those episodes yet, please check them out. I think I've released 4 episodes at this point. So my intention is that every time I ride, there will be an episode of The Cool Down. So assuming I ride diesel 6 days a week, and potentially if I'm throwing a ride in on Junior in there, you could be getting a podcast from me every single day. So that is that. Just wanted to hit on that. And yeah, let's get into today's episode. So last week I mentioned that I had been reading a book on dressage. And I actually just finished that book this week. And I just wanted to talk about it because the way the book ended had some really profound thoughts in my mind, and they just spurred some additional thoughts in my own mind. So the book that I was reading and that I just finished is called Riding in the Moment: Discover the Hidden Language of Dressage, and it's by Michael Schaefer, I think is how you pronounce that. I read it on, I have an iPad, so I read my books in electronic format as an ebook. So here, I'm just going to read directly from the book. There was just the last couple of pages were really good. So here we go. This is a direct quote from the book. As dressage books go, this one is not terribly long, yet it contains a lot of new information. The idea of top-down and bottom-up training. The concept of five first-tier basics. That we can and do ride in mechanical, cognitive, and connected modes. An explanation of how dressage can always be easy, relaxed, and fun for you and your horse. There is a lot more. Too much to have at the front of your mind when actually riding. So I'm leaving you with three thoughts I routinely hear myself thinking when working with horses. The first is, the wise hunter goes after one rabbit at a time. It is a reminder to me that I need to pick one thing to work on right now. Whatever I decide to work on must be absolutely clear to me, a singular task for the horse to perform, and immediate. The next is, keep getting a little bit better. Pretty soon you'll be pretty good. This goes to the core of cognitive training. It means I'm never trying to make my horse be good right now. I'm always trying to make him a little bit better. When trying to be good now, it's so easy to fall into the trap of forced mechanical riding. When trying to be just a little better, it's easy to stay relaxed and comfortable. Remember when I only had the horse go enough to be able to work on the other first-tier basics? I was satisfied with the horse just moving his feet and compromised on everything else. Now, just a few chapters later, I've built up from these first few lessons in basics to the point I'm working on all the movements. That's how it works with horses. Although I start at the very lowest levels and compromise on everything, I'm always making progress in the form of tiny steps forward, while always trying to help my horse to understand, to stay relaxed, and to stay happy. Deciding when to compromise and when to move on to the next rabbit is solely a matter of rider experience, tact, and feel. Getting experience, tact, and feel involves making mistakes. That's fine. If you're trying something and it's making matters worse rather than better, accept that, learn what you can from it, and move to something else. Much more important than moving on at exactly the right time or picking exactly the right exercise or always riding just the right way is having exactly the right attitude. This brings me to my third thought. Attitude trumps technique. Getting this is the easiest thing to do, and it makes everything else easy too. Just decide that you're not in any hurry, that you're willing to learn from everything you try, the things that your horse responds well to, and the things that don't help at all. Decide that if your horse isn't doing what you want, it's because he doesn't understand, not because he doesn't want to. With this attitude and the ability to trace all training issues to the five first tier basics, you should be fine. Maybe there is one more thing, something I don't think of often enough. I used to show up for clinics with some pretty funny looking off the track thoroughbreds. Whenever I showed up with a new one, a particular trainer I was especially lucky to learn from would look at him ruefully and say, "Well, he's not to go to the Olympics, but you can learn a little dressage and have some fun with him." That was a pretty good sentiment and a good thought to end a book with. So I hope I've helped you to learn a little bit about dressage and have some fun with your horse. So that's the end of that quote from the book. And I thought that was just a profound way to end a book. Like those nuggets, those four nuggets that he put in there, like just, I was blown away by that this morning. Like I said, I read my books like 10 to 15 minutes at a time while I am eating my breakfast. So I was reading my breakfast or eating my breakfast this morning, and yeah, it was just, that was an amazing way to end a book. And so I just wanted to reflect on some things that he had in there, and just based off those four thoughts that he highlighted. So the first one was, the wise hunter goes after one rabbit at a time. So when you're training a horse, that's so important. I think a really good example is flying lead changes. So as a reiner, I'm required to do flying lead changes, usually two, maybe three, in each direction at least. I need to do flying lead changes. If I was to go out and just be like, horse, we're doing flying lead changes today, that's not going to work, because flying lead changes are accumulation of a whole bunch of smaller, more elementary skills that you need to bring together to get the flying lead change. And going after flying lead change is like going after a whole bunch of rabbits. You need your shoulder control, you need hip control, you need speed control, you need like all of these things, and it just doesn't work. For horses to learn, you really need to chunk it down to one thing at a time. And I've really, really been trying to do that with Diesel. Like, if you guys have been following me this week leading up to my show, which is tomorrow, I've been focusing on some trail skills. And one of those is loping over just a ground pole. And so I've literally just broken this down. Diesel is really good at loping circles. And so what I did is I laid one ground pole down and we just added that to our loping circles. We're loping over one ground pole. And it's literally as small as that, where you have to build small, 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 until one day we'll be able to lope over a whole set of ground poles, no problem. But it starts with that first ground pole. And with everything you do with horses, that is how it works. You go after one rabbit at a time. And if you don't, it's just going to lead to frustration. Your horse isn't going to understand. You're going to get grumpy that your horse doesn't understand what you're asking them. And it ends up being a fight. You're just trying to do 2 times 5 when your horse doesn't even know 1 plus 1 type of an idea. So I thought that was definitely a good note to highlight. The next thought he touched on was, keep getting a little bit better. Pretty soon you'll be pretty good. And this, I've been talking about making progress with Diesel so much lately, and how, like, my statement at the end of those cool down episodes has been, Diesel and I will continue to make progress. Diesel and I will continue to make progress. I've been so worried about not making progress, but this again really highlights, it's just a little bit better every day. Like the other day, we've been working on side passing to the right for so long, especially over a pole, again, for our trail class. And finally on Tuesday, it worked. We did it. It was good. It was so much better than it had been in the past. And I was so happy. But it was just like that accumulation of just working on shoulder control, getting his hips moving, like just working on all those little things. And finally, all of a sudden, you're a whole lot better. And even when I first got Diesel, lead departures were difficult. And I was, but you just work on it, work on it, work on it. And eventually, yeah, I look back now from when I first got Diesel close to 2 months ago, or 3 months? 3 months I've had him almost now. Look back from 3 months ago, and it's like, yeah, like we're not... He's not a finished reining horse by any means, but we have definitely made little progress, little progress, little progress, little progress. And that adds up. And you really need to keep that in perspective, because, again, in order to teach a horse, you do need to put it into those very, very, very chunks, small chunks, very digestible pieces of information for your horse. And it can seem like you're just spinning your wheels, you're not getting anywhere. But then upon reflection, if you're really consistent and you just keep at it, it does get to the point where, what did he say here? Pretty soon you'll be pretty good. And I just love that. It was just, I really needed to hear that because, like I said, I've been stressing myself out about not making progress and just wasting time with Diesel, which I know I'm not. But the third thought that he brought up was attitude trumps technique. I think that's, you need to have a good attitude around horses. If you don't, like, to be honest, most of us are not professionals with our horses. Our livelihood does not depend on horses. We do this as a hobby. We do this for fun. It's supposed to be fun. And if you're going out there with a bad attitude, you're sour grapes, you're not enjoying your time with your horse, first off, why? Why are you even doing that? You're supposed to be doing this for fun. If you're not having fun, why are you doing this? And honestly, horses pick up on that. If you're not having a good time, they're not going to have a good time because they're going to know something is wrong and they are going to pick up on that. And it's just, you're going to end up just, it's just not going to work. And I've definitely dealt with this in the past, especially when I was struggling with trying to get somewhere with my barrel racing. I was just getting to a point where I was so frustrated. And yeah, I had a bad attitude. And it just, it's just not a good place to be. Your horse picks up on it and it's just not going to be a good time. And that definitely ties into the last point that he made, which was just that, you know, have some fun with your horse. And I think I released an episode not that long ago called Horses Are Supposed to Be Fun. And yeah, like I said, that most of us are not doing this as an occupation. It is supposed to be our hobby, and hobbies are supposed to be fun. And don't get me wrong, like, even if you do have that good attitude that horses are supposed to be fun, there are going to be times when you're frustrated, where something just doesn't go right, it seems like your horse isn't cooperating, you have a bad ride, whatever. Those things happen. But on the whole, as a general rule, we're supposed to be having fun. Because if you're not, I don't know what you're doing. And on Monday, I had the best ride. It was so much fun. I was laughing on Diesel. I was just having so much fun, just playing with the ground poles and stuff like that. I just had such a fun ride. And it felt so refreshing. It was just, it was great. And that really just, it's like, you know, when I was a little girl, I just loved horses. I just loved them. And I have to keep in contact with past Katrina, you know, the girl who just loved horses, because that's the girl that I still need. That's the girl that should still be here, because it's not fair to myself, but more importantly, it's not fair to my horses if I'm not there to have fun, if I'm not going out to the barn with a good attitude and, you know, just approaching things from a spirit of play and fun and lightheartedness. Anything, and you know what? Even if you do, your job does involve horses, you are doing something with horses for a living, you still need to have a good attitude. You still need to have fun because, like I said, horses pick up on those negative vibes and they are not going to tolerate it. Not at all. You will get a very standoffish, maybe uncooperative horse on the other end of your lead line. It just, that's how they work. They are very sensitive animals. So whether you are doing this as a hobby or as an occupation, you need to have a good attitude and just make it fun. You owe it to the horses for that. The horses are not asked to be our pets, our tools, our whatever you want to call them. They did not ask for that. So it is only fair to them that we treat them with a good attitude, go out there with a spirit of working in cooperation and, you know, playing with your horses. There's nothing wrong with playing. You can still get plenty of work done with your horse while still maintaining that element of play. So yeah, that is just some of my reflections I had on this book that I just finished. Riding in the Moment, Discover the Hidden Language of Dressage by Michael Schaefer. I'm not sure. But I definitely recommend it. It is a quick read. He does go through just, like I mentioned in what I read there, the five first tier basics, you know, things like forward, turn in, that sort of thing. And he builds on things from there, talking about how to develop those, a few of the more advanced skills from those five first tier basics. So it was a really, really good book. Definitely recommend it if you're looking for something to read. I think it was only like $16 on Apple Books or whatever it's called. So definitely recommend that. And yeah, that is it for this week's episode. If you haven't, go back and check out the first four installments of The Cool Down. Like I said, I really enjoyed recording them, so I hope you enjoy listening to them. And tomorrow, me and Diesel are off to our fourth horse show of the season, Diesel's fourth horse show ever. We are entered in Halter Showmanship, Western Pleasure Senior, Western Horsemanship Senior, Trail Senior, what else we got? Open Western Riding and Open Reining. I think that's it. So that will be our show for tomorrow if you're listening to this on the day that it's released. So please wish us luck. I will try to document and update as much as I can on social media. But if you don't see anything, I will definitely be sure to post like a recap post on Monday. And I also hope to do a cool down episode after the show as well, where I will definitely go into detail on what all went down at the horse show and what the results were. So stay tuned for that. And until next time, remember, it's always a good day to ride.